Cosmic Awareness Tarot. Key number 17. The Star. This awareness indicates that the reading on key 17, the Star, which then moves into key 18, the Moon, may be seen as that which parallels on another level, the scheduled Apollo Flight 17 to the Moon, planned for liftoff within a few hours from now. You will notice there is a synchronization between these scheduled tarot readings and the events that are occurring on your plane. The various readings of the tarot have been representative of the reflective equal and opposite image between the inner and outer planes. The schedule of the tarot readings appearing to have been accidental may now be seen as corresponding by reflection to the images and events occurring on the outer plane, the physical plane. In relation to this card, the Star, that following the collapse of the tower, symbolic of structure, whether mental, physical, social, or organizational, the collapse of ego, of identity, of security, of attachments, of bondage, and loyalties and beliefs is followed by the blank or calm or peaceful and placid levels of consciousness. These levels are referred to as states of meditation, insight, poise, re-evaluation, research, and reorientation. Following last month's election, such reorientation and re-evaluation must now take place. The breakdown of structure does create openings for new possibilities. This may occur in personalities, organizations, societies, or systems. Such breakdowns may be likened unto taking away parts of the old shell and trim and decor of an old building and remodeling that building along other lines, and this is that which is occurring at this time in personalities, organizations, social levels, and systems. Many who can see the direction and planning of the new structure shall not be surprised at what occurs. For others, there shall be the unexpected and the flash of realization. This is the meaning of the Star. While this is occurring especially strong at this time, this concept is always present. Insight follows meditation. Insight and intuition are but the baby child that grows to be an idea, which in turn may become an identity structure. Such meditation, which allows insight, is the placing aside of mind or structure, and is symbolizing the tower. Look at various meditation techniques. The meditation is associated with breath and directed energies. This ties the Star to Aleph, the Fool, the breath of the universe, and Beth, the magician, or director of that breath. Meditation intensifies the element of air, which is the balancing force in one's body, and in the alchemical system and Tridasa healing system, this relates to the neutral force or the reconciliation of positive and negative, or fire and water. This meditation may be used to reconcile polarities within one's psyche, including mind, emotion, and feeling levels within one's society, and also in mind, emotion, and feeling levels, and within the laws of physics, whether mineral, vegetable, animal, or other forces. Such meditation, understood clearly, may be seen as that which can overcome the limits of the polarized laws of nature. Through meditation, these laws may be broken or overcome. Understand that meditation is but the sensitive observation and experiencing of that which observes the experiences. There may be meditation of control and direction, directed, forced, and focused observation of an experiencing action, or there may be meditation of a responsive nature that observes and follows with attention, without choice, without controlling that which is occurring during one's experiencing. Of these, meditation with control is associated with the magician and all its following levels, the emperor, the hierophant, the chariot, the hermit, and the devil. Meditation from a responsive nature, wherein one does not see himself as being the god, the creator of the experiencing, but rather sees the experiencing as being the God and the creator of him and his responses, that these are two opposite viewpoints which, when pushed to extremes, lead into either trips of power, personal glory and significance, and eventual suffering and ego problems, or to the mystical states of being awed by everything, and in some cases being overwhelmed and trampled by the experiencing. Those meditation systems that deal with improving one's ability to concentrate and focus attention and control the mind, are those meditations which lead toward gratification of power, and if followed far enough, mastery and control over others. This is associated with Re'i or Lucifer. Those meditation techniques that deal with letting the mind or attention wander and simply observing this phenomena, this is especially associated with transcendental meditation, and is that which allows one to step back from his/her identity and observe its behavior. The watching of the mind as it follows is one step removed from the control of the mind that is focusing and concentrating. This latter system of meditation, wherein one observes this experiencing and allows that experiencing to have its expression without controlling its expression, is advocated by the system called Subud, and by Gurdjieff and Uspensky when they described the action of observing oneself observing or being conscious of consciousness. This latter type of meditation does move one's psyche and energies to tap that larger pool of consciousness that is making up the experiencing. Wherein entities can give up control of their destiny and their environment long enough to feel the ebb and flow of the surrounding experience and tune into the totality of those experiences, they do merge with universal mind and discover the total pattern of the general movement of things. They also tap energies of greater power than that of personal power. This awareness indicates both meditation systems have their value. Those who can focus well, yet balance this with the broad vision that comes from observation without excessive control, such entities become like fine tools for this awareness to speak through, to express itself through in art, music, relationship, architecture, science, and social sciences. All entities do contain the results of both types of meditation, but the proportion and the balance varies. Those who have leaned heavily toward control and concentration systems of meditation tend to be domineering in their relationships. Those who have been overly reactive to their environment without having any focus, direction, or control over what happens to them, tend to be dominated. This awareness indicates that everyone meditates, whether they realize it or not. Giving attention is a form of meditation. Those giving attention toward a desire or interest move into states of being hypnotized by that interest. Those moving into states of attention without interest or attention to the fact of what is happening, move from states of hypnosis toward states of higher awareness. This awareness indicates that repetition of a concept, belief, dogma, phrase, ritual, habit, name, thought, association, or communication, is that which becomes a part of hypnosis or routine which can, if taken far enough, reach that focused point of frenzy and explosion, or boredom and apathetic existence. The movement from the repeated, from the familiar, from the secure, is that which stimulates uncertainty, insecurity, attention, intensity, vitality, enlightenment, adventure, and a feeling of direction. This also intensifies one's very essence or makes one more being full, and this being full level may be compared to the mosquito with its being, next to the elephant with its being. Movement into the unknown, moving beyond the familiar, is meditation. This awareness suggests that entities review meditation systems and techniques given by this awareness. Other meditation techniques may be studied from the Self-Realization Fellowship that produce interesting phenomena, but carry certain dangers and may be studied from other Oriental teaching systems. The Golden Cloak Ritual and the Development Classes will accomplish in a brief period those changes in consciousness that would take many years of conscious meditation techniques and effort to attain through many of the other systems so popular in this age. The action of rituals as given by this awareness in the Development Classes, make use of meditation, which may be equated to air, make use of action, which may be equated to fire, make use of pageantry, which may be equated to water, and does ground this in symbolism, which may be equated to earth. These do touch on all levels of the psyche, spiritual/fire, mental/air, emotional/water, and physical/earth. These four forces, positive, negative, neutral, and ground, associated with the name Jehovah, YHVH, associated with the kahuna, the four forces of God being the keys to the kingdom, are all interrelated and functioning in ritual. For this reason, meditation without ritual is of little value in terms of changing consciousness, but ritual with meditation can create vast changes of great significance and wonderful phenomena when understood and used properly. Proper ritual and meditation, when both are clearly understood, can transcend the so-called laws of nature, for they tap higher laws of nature, and any law may be broken by a higher law. 1972.